All fallen human beings need a savior. But humanity wasn't always trapped in sin and condemnation. When God created the world, Adam and Eve were sinless. But when Adam chose to disobey God, all humanity, in fact all creation, fell under God's curse. But why? Why did Adam's fall into sin have such terrible consequences for humanity and creation?
The consequences for humanity's fall into sin, for not just for us, but for the whole creation, are severe because of what humanity was created to be and do. Genesis 1 tells us humanity is created to have dominion over all the orders of creation. When we misrule, when we mislead, all of creation is misled, taken away, and cut off from God in a lot of ways. So the consequence in our lives is that we bring self-destruction into ourselves. But it doesn't stop with us. It happens to the entire race of human beings. And everybody is now born into the situation of being separated from God. But then it's not limited to humans because it goes to everything as well. We are created from the dirt because we're bonded to creation in some sense, so that the destiny of creation is bound up, wrapped up with what we do morally. It's supposed to function that we lead creation in harmony with God and bring His order to bear on how everything functions together. But how it actually works is, given great responsibility and great power, great consequences fall from that, and now we have turned creation into self-destruction. Paul returns to this in Romans 8 when he says the sufferings going on in the world, that can be natural disasters, that can be sickness that we have, these things are all related to creation being subjected to futility, having been put into our hands, and then we basically forfeited it under a whole sinful regime.
The worst consequence of the fall, and that of sin, should not be understood from the viewpoint of our cultural moral standards. As wrong as sins are, sin itself is being unable to reach God's standard. Adam and Eve's temptation was to be like God and be equal to Him, and thus, this was the greatest betrayal and rebellion a creation could attempt on its creator. Rejecting God's authority and the boundaries God put there for our survival. There's no greater betrayal humans could have done than that of trying to usurp God's place. To use an analogy, it's like the administrator of some nation's government department trying to overthrow his president. This betrayal resulted in the eternal separation of humans from God.